We envisage that by 2017, our budget will have reduced by approximately £12 million. That will necessarily have an impact upon the service we provide to the people of South Yorkshire. We're trying to manage things in such a way that the impact upon our ability to respond to those incidents is as small as it can possibly be. The specific proposals revolve around the second pump on four of our five two-pump stations becoming effectively retained during the night time hours. And that will effectively slow down the speed of that response. What we sought to do with this plan is protect our first intervention, the time it takes for first pumps to respond from the local fire station to the address at which the incident is occurring.
There's no doubt, though, that this is a cut to your resources, a cut to the service that people get in South Yorkshire.
Absolutely. You can't take £12 million or 20% out of your budget without it impacting upon the service that you provide. There's an inevitability about that. We've made significant savings thus far, but we need to make yet more savings. These changes are designed to deliver those savings whilst having least impact upon the service we provide.
Isn't there an argument that these sorts of changes could have been made anyway without the cuts that we've seen to the public sector? I mean, in terms of things like house fires, they've completely dropped off the scale, haven't they, in the last decade or so?
In the last 10 years, the incidence of dwelling fires has decreased by over 50%, and we hope will continue to do so by virtue of our ongoing prevention and protection work. The process of integrated risk management planning dictates that a service will continually reassess the risk across its county. The risk is always moving by virtue of new building stock, changes in industry, development in inner city areas. We have to respond to that risk and constantly ask ourselves whether our resources continue to be in the right place. That's an ongoing process, but that situation has been exacerbated and speeded up by the financial situation being imposed upon us.
You mentioned that the preventative work you do, and it's obviously been very successful, but at what stage do the cuts to the fire service impact on that? And then will we see, for example, house fires starting to rise again because the preventative work has been hit?
Yes, I think it's fair to say that the number of people that we employ within our community safety department has reduced over the last two or three years. That said, it's a science that we're getting much better at because we've now got 10 years' experience behind us. We're seeking now to engage more with our partners in other organisations who have information that they can provide to us around where vulnerable people in society live and the best means for us to communicate with them. So it's an ongoing process. We'll have fewer people, but we believe we're getting better at it, and our attempts to engage with those vulnerable people and make them safer in their homes will continue.
When these plans go ahead, can you guarantee the public safety?
Our ability to deliver the first appliance to an incident will continue relatively unchanged. The impact will be upon the time it takes for the second appliances to get there in those busier areas. Rather than the second appliance coming from the same station as the first, it will come during the nighttime period from the next nearest station. And that will inevitably involve slightly longer travel times.